This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
About to have tons of fun on the show today, because we are live at the Ted Savage Golf Classic. We are live at Whitmore Country Club today, and we are happy to be with you, and hopefully you're happy to be with us.
It's a gorgeous morning.
Dude, this is a perfect day for
it's beautiful
golf
out here.
If I was one of those people who liked golf, this would be the day to do it. In fact, I was walking up, and a really kind lady said, you ready to hit them straight today?
Oh, well, you look
nice.
Very golfy. You're
I do
your
look
golf
golfy.
Pants. He's got a golf
golf shirt.
Vest.
I'm a real poser.
He is. Honestly, honest to goodness, you would think he's a golfer.
Hey, please call us today, 314-436-7900. You can also text us if you want to do that, that very same number.
Yeah.
We are streaming live on all of the platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. I believe we're there today. We might be on a different formation because we are on remote, but you can check us out there.
You can, did you say, you said call, but also text. We need your text.
Oh, yeah, so yeah.
Texts are just
yeah,
absolutely
totally.
Fantastic.
Totally. Text line is great. The Odyssey app, you can listen to us there. And you can also, if you want to, send us a voice message directly from that app. It is super easy to do it, and we love to hear from you throughout the show. We are also on Twitter, at ChrisAmyKMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
As we mentioned, we are live at the Ted Savage Cardinals Care Golf Classic. It is Whitmore Country Club, and we do expect to be visited by some Cardinals brass, dignitaries, some important people, VIPs,
yes,
going to come by today.
And taking a hard left turn, Florida is ending all vaccine mandates for school children. At least those may be going away.
Well, let me tell you another thing. The Cardinals, going back to them,
yeah,
they defeated the A's last night, 5-1.
Excellent.
5-1.
You love to see it.
How about that? It's an off day today because there are going to be some, you know, this golf classic is going on, so lots of Cardinals will be in attendance,
mm-hmm,
and some of the past greats will be coming through. This is always a really fun day.
It
Amy?
Is. Well, we mentioned that you look very golfy.
I do.
And I do not golf. I never did. I'm terrible at it. But what I realized today, driving here, is that I don't have any golf clothes. Like I bring this up because I put on some shorts,
uh-huh,
and like golf shorts, what I thought would be the closest to long golf shorts, and a sweater that I thought maybe you could golf in. It's a little oversized. But what I realized is instead of looking golfy, I look more like a little boy going to school in the 1800s.
You kind of do. You kind of. Did you even got that blanket?
Yes, I do. I look maybe turn of the century, maybe like I could be a peer of little Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
That's what I look like. I look, And so anyway, I have it on
Teddy
my list.
Teddy Roosevelt.
A child, Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
So anyway, I have it on my list to buy some golf pants and some golf shorts. Because we occasionally do these golf broadcasts. Sometimes we're at Norwood Country Club.
Yeah, for the SLU.
Billiken Golf Classic.
Yeah.
We come here for the Ted Savage Cardinals Care Golf Classic at Whitmore Country Club. It's also a beautiful drive.
Oh, it really is. It's, you know, if you live in the city, it's a bit far out.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
But it's nice.
Here's what I thought. We're always talking about, why don't the people in the county come to the city? Why don't people in St. Charles come to the city? I think because, one, it's a far drive, and two, it's really nice out here. They probably are just fine. They're probably content where they are. It's beautiful.
It is so nice out here.
There was a detour. They had one of the roads closed, so I detoured through what I believe to be horse country. I don't know if that's true, but I saw a lot of white fences.
Oh, my gosh.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I saw the horse, what do they call that?
Pasture.
With a fence? It's called a horse pasture?
Well, there's a pasture, yeah, and there's like the riding.
Look, I'm not good enough to have a horse.
No, you're not.
I don't know anything about horses.
No, you're not.
Do they still do the glue thing?
No, they don't do the glue thing anymore.
Okay.
I actually just bought a hat with a horse on it. Horses are really in right now. I'm not even joking.
Horses are in.
They are so in. Horse sweaters. Wow. There's some ladies at the Golf Classic. They're listening. They get it. They know that horses are in. Horse print.
They're just trying to
horse
humor
print
you.
T-shirts. So I bought a horse hat.
Yeah.
Gonna wear it next week when it comes in.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think we overthink the whole city-county issue. I think sometimes people out here are just like, hey, it's really pretty out here and it's a long drive. I'm going to stay home. Maybe it's as simple as that.
Oh, you mean why they don't come downtown St. Louis? Well, of course. I mean, when it's far away.
This feels a little bit like a vacation. A lot of it like a vacation.
Being out here does.
Yes.
Yeah, I can get that. See, I'm not one of those rural people, as you know. I kind of like cities. Yeah. I like busy.
He's at a country club.
I like bustle.
This is rural Missouri.
this is rural.
I don't think it is. I think it's the suburbs. It's the suburbs.
This is really far out from the city.
But there are suburbs.
Yeah, this is a far suburb. This is a really far suburb.
I just want to, since we don't have a stream, Fred Bird has been hanging around the table. I think he's trying to get on the radio. He handed us each a glass of water, which is very kind. But I saw the way he handled his muffins.
Yeah, he's been dropping food all over the floor.
He's been dropping muffins.
He's been eating it.
Stepping on the muffins.
Yeah.
He blew his nose in a napkin and gave it to you.
I will tell you something about Fred Bird. I do not trust this water he brought us. I don't know what he did to it.
I know.
Fred Bird, did you do anything to the water? No. Okay, I don't believe him.
Yeah.
I don't believe him.
Well, I mean, we don't have a lot to go on other than the muffin situation. He was a little rough. But, yeah, I mean, I think it is actually, it's beautiful out here.
Real quick, Fred Bird, we'd like to congratulate you on being in the Mascot Hall of Fame. We've not had an opportunity to do that to you, to tell you congratulations. Fred Bird this year was inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame.
He was.
That's a really big honor. Really big honor. So congratulations, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
He should have been in earlier, honestly.
I agree. I can't believe he wasn't in the first class.
He should have been in the first class. He's the best mascot.
He really is the best mascot of all time. Thank you so much, Fred Bird, for being here. You're really one of the best reasons to go to a ball game this season.
Yeah.
Honestly.
He is.
Honestly. It's been a lot of fun.
Well,
anyway,
he's running away from us, but it is it's great out here, and the Ted Savage Cardinals Care Golf Classic.
Love being out here every year, and this is perfect weather. So whatever you're doing in St. Louis today, if you can knock off work, I would highly recommend doing it and go out there somewhere. And Fred Bird has just come by again and offered us scones. Thank you, Fred Bird.
Thank you
this
so
is great.
Much,
really,
Fred
really
Bird.
Great. He's awesome. We are still going to talk to. No, we're not paying you. We are not paying you. You get no money from us. Thank you, Fred Bird. We're still going to talk to Matt Pauly at 10 o'clock, host of Sports Open Line, Redbird Rush Hour, Cardinals pre- and post-game. Cardinals are off today, but Matt will talk some baseball with us. And even though we are live on site and we'll be talking to some Cardinals dignitaries, Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News, will be with us at 10:30. Major's great.
He is great, and we'll still be talking to him, as we always do. I haven't driven across the Missouri River in a while.
Okay.
It's been a little while. I mean, not like years, but it's been probably a couple months. And they're working on that bridge.
Yep.
And so as we've all seen the signs that there's the lane split at Long Road and then the highway splits in half. And if you go to the left, you're on the wrong side of the highway. And you go to the right, you're in a single lane rumble strip. And did you see all of the, what are they called? man lifts. It's like a forklift for people.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, the platform where they can do work. Yeah.
What?
I don't think they're called man lifts.
Cherry pickers?
Cherry picker?
It is a cherry picker.
Okay.
How many were there? 20? I've never seen so many cherry pickers lined up, like 20 of them on the bridge. And I think, and they're painting the bridge because half of the bridge was silver gray. Mm-hmm. And half of it was that old school seafoam green.
So here's what I need. I need them to bring a bunch of cherry pickers into the city and start working on some of those roads.
Well,
because some of the roads are still pretty bad.
You don't need a cherry picker to work on the road,
I don't care. Whatever you need.
That would actually, that would bring you further away from the road.
Would it?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
You need to be on the ground.
Whatever you need to come fix the roads in the city of St. Louis, please come do it right now. I beg you. I beg you. I've been texting 411 every day.
Have you?
Yeah. Actually, not
reporting.
Reporting potholes, reporting issues. I haven't been doing that. I'm not a busybody.
You need to figure out, you need to talk to St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him how they stay on top of it out here. He's got himself a fine county, I can tell you that.
Well, Steve Ellman, who may decide to run again for county executive, he has not decided. He said he's going to take some time to do that. I like the guy. It seems that he has done well for the St. Charles County area, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Thought you were going to say it. Sounds like he's done well for himself. Yeah,
he's done real well for. Did you see that watch? We are live from Whitmore Country Club for the Ted Savage Golf Classic. Hope you, if you are coming out here, hope you stop by and say hello to us. But we've got a full show for you anyway, and we appreciate you being with us today. Follow us on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX, and feel free to text in or call the show, 314-436-7900. Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Scores with you live from Whitmore Country Club. We are here at the Ted Savage Cardinals Care Golf Classic. And Ranj, the Powerball will be estimated up to $1.7 billion for the next drawing on Saturday.
This is after nobody won last night?
After nobody won last night. And remember how, I think it was yesterday, maybe 2 days ago, that we talked about the Powerball. And I said that...
We talked to Dave Simons.
And I wrote down, if you win the Powerball, before you even go to claim the Powerball winning, you need an estate attorney, you need a personal attorney, and you need a financial planner. Like an estate planner, a financial planner, and just a personal attorney. And you need to talk to those three people, get those three people, and then go claim your winning. So it's good to know what to do. However, I had an issue because over the past month or so, I've been talking about I need to play the lottery. I need, you know, I'm going to win the lottery, and that's my plan. And then you asked, but have you bought any tickets? Have you played the lottery yet?
Yeah.
I have not. So now, guess what? Now that the Powerball is $1.7 billion, I still have forgotten to go get a lottery ticket. So I don't think I can win, technically.
Well, here's the thing.
If I don't have a ticket.
You do have time, because on Saturday is the next drawing.
Yeah.
So that gives you about 48 hours to get out there, go to the gas station and say, yes, I would like a Powerball ticket.
Yeah.
Or in your case, say, I would like a ticket for the lottery, and they will ask you which one, and you will say the one that's been on TV.
Yes,
because
that's
how you.
So because I had never bought a ticket before. This was a couple of years ago when it hit $1 billion, and I went in and I'm like, I'm gonna buy a lottery ticket, and I said, excuse me, I would like to buy a lottery ticket. And she mm-hmm. said, okay, which one? I said, well, the one that's on TV. She goes, the Powerball. Yes, and I said, okay, I would like to buy one. And she said, well, how many? I asked her how many they were, how much it was. I think it was $2 a ticket. That probably sounds right. And I said, okay, I'll take two. She said, would you like to pick your own numbers or generate? Now, at this point, I didn't realize it was such a process to buy a lottery ticket.
It really
isn't.
Now
I've made so many decisions.
It is not. It's not that difficult.
It's pretty difficult.
Walk in and say, I want a Powerball, pick the random numbers,
probably
and leave.
At this point, she was frustrated with me. I was frustrated with the process. And I said, okay, I think just randomly generate. I probably asked her, does it matter? And she looked at me like I was an idiot. And then I walked out of the gas station with my two lottery tickets. I felt like, you know, when people would roll up their sleeves and put the cigarettes in their sleeves? That's what I felt like. That's how cool I felt.
Oh, my God. So this is the third largest jackpot in the history of the country. There was the $2.04 billion jackpot in 2022. You remember that one? And then 2 years ago, 1.765. So this really isn't very far off that, if we're looking at a $1.7 billion jackpot. Now, remember the thing that Dave Simons told us. You get that estate attorney, as mm-hmm. you mentioned. That's the very first thing you do if you win. And, of course, somebody in St. Louis is going to win, probably me. So I will have to start thinking about estate attorneys now.
Yes.
And here's the other thing.
Okay.
This is the most important thing, and this is the thing that I have always said I'm going to do. The very first thing I do mm-hmm. after the estate attorney is I find somebody that I will call the no guy.
Yeah.
And his job will be to just tell everybody no. Because what we know is going to happen, when you win the Powerball, and one of us is going to win it, when you win it, all these people that you have not seen in 30 years are going to come out of the woodwork. They are going to find you. They're going to tell you, hey, I'm your uncle. I'm your mom's brother's best friend.
And they're going to have sob stories.
They're going to have sob stories.
They're going to be sick. They're going to be dying. They're going to be losing their home.
Yes.
They're
going to
have all of these sob stories.
Yeah, and maybe they really do have some sob stories.
Too bad.
But too bad. Where were you 30 years ago?
That's right.
Where were you 5 years ago? How come you didn't reach out
then? What have you done for me lately?
What have you done for me lately? So here's what you do. Hire yourself a person. And I will also offer my services to you. If you live in St. Louis and you win the Powerball and you want to hire somebody to tell everyone no, I am your guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I will do it. You
Here's
can,
the thing.
I would get so much great pleasure in telling people no. And I'm somebody who believes in charity. I believe in free health care. I believe in all kinds of benefits for people. But you know what? I would be happy to be your no guy.
Ironic.
Hire me.
Ironic.
Hire me.
With your communistic tendencies.
Exactly. We're gonna talk about salary.
I think because
every phone call. So here's what you do.
Oh my gosh.
Right? You win the Powerball. Okay? You have somebody come up to you and say, look, I'm with such and such charity, or I've got this problem. Here's what you do. You say, look, here's my guy. Call Chris. Here's his phone number and talk to him about it. I don't make these decisions. So I will then take it. I will take the phone call and I will say, you know what? I'm sorry, but we are just not able to do that at this time.
Yeah.
And I will tell everybody for you no.
No, and he will. And again, if you're thinking, wait
and I will
a minute,
take great pleasure in it.
How does this guy, who obviously supports taking other people's money and giving it
Correct.
To other people, how could he possibly be the no guy? And I think it comes down to character and the fact that ultimately he is a. And I think when deep down in your soul you are that kind of jerk. I'll use that phrase. If
sure.
You're a jerk.
Sure.
You're the no guy. And that's why he can do this job. And I can verify that he doesn't care about other people's feelings.
If that's what I have to be, then I will be that.
Well,
Amy.
I do want to tell people, though, and this is true. We talked about this with Dave Simons. You will not be a billionaire if you win the $1.7 billion, because most people, you have two options. You can take the lump sum, or you can take it as like an annuity in payments throughout however many years. Pretty much everybody takes the lump sum because it's crazy not to. You're going to get all that money. So when you take the lump sum, I guess basically it is the penalty is that they basically cut it in half. So now you're at $850 million. So now you're at $850 million. Well, now that needs to be taxed.
Yeah.
So now you're basically at $450 million. That's what you're going to go home with. If you win the $1.7 billion
right.
and you take the lump sum, you'll get about $450 million.
Now, if you are worried about taking the annuity and, well, what if I die? What if I die before
like
the payment stops?
Like Alanis Morissette, you win the lottery and die the next day.
Right.
Isn't that ironic?
Well, you can name, if you care about somebody, if you've got somebody in your life that you really want to benefit from it, you can name that beneficiary and they'll get the money.
That's one of the best Joe Montana stories. Wait, Joe Montana.
Are you talking about the actor or the football player? Which one?
The football player.
Joe Montana.
Steve Young. He went to BYU, Steve Young.
Okay, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So Steve Young signed this massive contract. Now, of course, his family, Mormon, I believe, Latter-day Saints. I believe they are because
I don't think you have to be to go to BYU, though.
You don't, but he was on NPR.
Okay.
He was on NPR talking about this and how, you know, his family and went to BYU. And so they didn't cuss and didn't drink and do all these things. And people were, it was right after he signed his first massive contract. And his mom was in the stands and they're watching the game. And people are just yelling at him like, this isn't worth, you know, whatever, $40 million. This is such a waste. You know, you suck. All this stuff, just yelling at him. And his mom said, she's like, I couldn't take it anymore. And I was so frustrated, so I stood up and said, it's an annuity. That was her comeback, was that his contract was an annuity. And that's all I could think of.
Well, listen, if you want to take the
when
annuity.
They were saying that when Steve Young wasn't worth it, she yelled back, it's an annuity. So take that.
And so I think what you need to take away from this conversation
yes.
is that if you win that Powerball, and Amy, I'll do this for you too. We'll have to work out a contract situation, a salary for me, or a per no basis. Every time I tell somebody no, you give me money.
I am so willing.
I don't know what it is. Like, I really do care about people. I really, truly do. But I would love this job of telling people that we're not giving you any money.
That's
because my client has won the Powerball. I would have so much fun telling everybody no.
You are the communist version of a NIMBY, of not in my backyard.
Sure,
because
whatever.
You want to be a communist.
Whatever.
You don't want anyone touching your stuff.
That's not my stuff.
You don't, but you...
It wouldn't be my stuff.
But you would be paid to keep people from touching their stuff.
That's a job.
And they would say, Ron...
It's called a job.
I'm dying. I'm a hard worker. I work three jobs and I'm dying.
Oh, you're dying?
Yeah.
Show me the tumor. Show me the tumor. I want proof.
Don't say that.
I want proof. Show me the blood work. Are you?
We need to go to break. This is
whatever. Show
wrong.
Me.
This
I want to see it. Produce it.
I'm just saying, everybody is fine.
Oh, your flesh-eating disease? Show me. I want to see
it. Giving away other people's stuff until they're not.
Oh, what? Your grandma's sick? I don't care.
Oh
no,
gosh.
The answer is no. We do not have
we're
any money for you at this time.
Listen, I'm whispering now. We're never going to be invited back to this golf tournament if you don't shut up.
The text message here says, I can't live on $450 million. Well, of course not. You would have to make all kinds of sacrifices to get by on that kind of money. It is the Chris and Amy Show. We are live at Whitmore Country Club, and we are here for the Ted Savage Cardinals Care Golf Classic. When we come back, Michael Hall, the executive director of Cardinals Care, is going to join us here on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Next message is the 314-436-7900. This one says, Chris and Amy, when you win the lottery, don't forget your long-lost cousin Winnie. I think we just got done telling you we are not going to give out any money to anybody.
Maybe they mean Winnie from that show.
Wonder Years?
Wonder Years.
She was great.
Yeah.
We are live at the Ted Savage Golf Classic, the Cardinals Care Golf Classic at Whitmore Country Club, Chris and Amy this morning. We're going to talk to Benji Molina in just a little bit, but right now we are joined by the Vice President of Community Relations for the Cardinals and Executive Director of Cardinals Care, Michael Hall, is with us on KMOX. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We love coming to this event every year, and so I think for people who... You know, everyone's aware of Ted Savage. Everybody knows about him and his career. But what is it about this event in particular that is special?
This event is special because Ted started this on his own. He loved golf. And, you know, he knew a lot of people in the community. And so Ted wanted to raise money for the RBI program. He really wanted to contribute to that. RBI is Reviving Baseball in the Inner City. Mm-hmm. It's a Major League Baseball initiative. And that was near and dear to him. He always talked about growing up and not having all the essentials to be able to play and having to, you know, do what he needed to do to get those things. And so he wanted kids to be able to participate in baseball. And so he started this tournament by just inviting his friends, asking people to make a donation, and it grew from there.
It's amazing to see the support every year. We've been out here the past few years, and as you mentioned, members of the Cardinals organization, dignitaries, people in the St. Louis media, sports media, retired Cardinals who come from out of town, and it's showing the support for Cardinals Care. The RBI program is so cool, and I maybe not everyone is familiar just how big the Cardinals Care umbrella is. You mentioned the RBI program, how it is helping to bring baseball into the cities again. And then there's other elements of Cardinals Care as well.
Yeah, so Cardinals Care, we really have three pillars that we always talk about. We have our youth baseball softball program. It's called Redbird Rookies. We have the RBI program. Within the youth baseball softball program, Rubber Rookies is for kids from ages 5 to 13, and RBI is 13 to 18, essentially 14 to 18. We have built ball fields to support RBI and Rubber Rookies, and then we also give grants to other nonprofits that support kids.
So, and I know that we are here in September, which means we're getting pretty close to the holidays, and you've got the holiday gift drive that will be coming up. When do you start preparation for that? And I'm assuming you already have, but when do you need people to really participate?
Yeah, no, great question. We have already started preparing for that. That's sort of an organizational-wide effort. You know, everybody in the org participates in that and helps support and helps donate. It's in early December each year. The exact date I escapes me right now, but I believe it's December 3rd. And we do it down at the ballpark. We ask fans to pull up to the gate and drop off a new unwrapped present for kids. And we have several partner organizations that we donate those toys to.
It's a long way off, but December 4th is the date of it. So I mean, you've got some time to prepare for it. I think people, if they want to, you know, they will be thinking ahead on that. But December 4th is the holiday gift drive. And so, I mean, how successful has that been? You've been doing it, what, 14 years?
It's been great. It's unbelievable. It grows every year. Mm-hmm. Growing meaning we either get more, because you can also donate gift cards, either more gift cards or more literal toys every single year. You know, the St. Louis community has just been fantastic, and they're very giving and very supportive, and we're so appreciative.
When you look at other franchises across Major League Baseball, is there a Cardinals Care equivalent? Is this kind of the paramount of MLB organization, right, and charitable giving? I know the Cardinals lead the way in so many areas, and there, St. Louis is such a generous city. We take a lot of things for granted. Is this something that Major League Baseball, the teams across the country try to do? Or are the Cardinals innovative in a way as well?
No, that's a really good question. I'd love to say that we are the only ones and we are the best, but a lot of my colleagues across the league, most teams do have their a foundation or a charitable arm or a way to give back to their communities. We do some things that are unique in having our own baseball softball program. Not every team has that. Our winter warm-up that happens in January, very shortly after the gift drive.
That's, not every team does those.
That's unique for us because of the participation that we receive from our current players. Other orgs will have sort of a fan fest, which is our winter warm-up, but they don't have the majority, if not all of the team, come in and participate. They'll have a few of the big names that come in, but we are so fortunate to have buy-in from not only the current players but the alumni that show up as well.
How do you get that buy-in? Are they willing to do it, or do you have to coax them a little bit, because many of them do not live in St. Louis?
I think it's such a tradition. We've been doing it since 97, and it's an ask of them. It's their off season. Most of them are out of town, if not all of them, so they have to come in. But when they were coming up as young players, they knew, they participated. So I think it's help from our front office, our president of baseball operations. It is an ask of them, but it's not like we have to twist their arm to do it.
They
recognize how important it is for the foundation, how important it is for the fans. And we look at it as an opportunity to really sort of, to use a football term, to kick off the baseball season. Because very shortly after winter warm-up,
spring training.
Boom, you're at spring training. Yeah.
It is. And, you know, you were talking about the alumni, and I do think, again, with St. Louis, it's funny. We're not New York. We're not L.A. We're not Miami. But the community is so strong. You can go to the St. Louis Blues and go to the Hockey World, and so many alumni are back here all of the time, or they live here. And I feel like with the Cardinals, you do see the alumni around. They do keep their roots in St. Louis, and I'm sure that's a pretty cool draw for players as well.
You know, we as a community, we're fortunate to have the alums that choose to live here and stay here, participate in what we do. We have a wonderful alumni group led by Larry State, and he does a great job of incorporating including our alumni and a lot of the events that we do in and around the ballpark. And so we're so fortunate, like a day like today, to have so many alums that are here, you know, celebrating the 85 team and the reunion, this reunion weekend and all that, and, alums from other years as well. It's just, it's great when you reach out to these guys and they're so happy to hear from you and they want to participate.
Well, Michael Hall, we're glad you stopped by. We love the event. We love coming to it every year. It's always a lot of fun for us. We appreciate you. Thank you again. And because I'm a golf poser today, hope you hit them straight.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what...
He's dressed like a golfer.
I'm a golfer.
He doesn't golf.
Yeah, I don't golf at all, but I know that's one of the things golf people say.
Yes.
Hope you hit them straight.
Hit them straight.
Michael Hall, Vice President of Community Relations and Executive Director of Cardinals Care, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
When we come back, Benji Molina will join the show. It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. Live from Whitmore Country Club, it is the Chris and Amy show for the Ted Savage Cardinals Care Golf Classic. Good to have you here today. We've got Benji Molina, who is a broadcaster on the Spanish language side for the Cardinals, and he's with us now on KMOX. How you doing, Benji?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I always get excited for these tournaments. It's a good cause. I think coming in to play golf, I'm not so sure, but...
you're going to be all right. You're an athlete. You're a professional athlete.
You know what? I don't know about the word professional.
Did you get paid to play?
Well, yeah.
No,
yeah, so then you're professional.
Yeah. For a few years.
Yes, yeah. But still.
So here we were talking about Benji's golf game. He said he can read the greens really well.
I read them.
Is that from being a catcher?
I guess so. But I really do, and I tell the guys what to do, but I'm not a good putter, so yeah. It does not matter to me. How good I am, right?
But that's a skill, though, reading the greens. I mean, you got to be able to do something with that.
But you still have to finish it.
Yeah.
You know, so make it more, better.
Yeah.
You know, like every time, like last year, for example, whenever I got it to the green or whoever, and I read, I was like, oh, it's going to go this way. And it did.
Yeah.
But I never made one.
Well,
so you know.
You knew where it was going. You just couldn't get it to go there.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't know the speed or anything like that. So,
Benji, we just learned that your brother will again be in the dugout for the series coming up here this weekend.
Thank you for letting me know. I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No.
Oh.
That was a surprise, maybe.
Yeah. Well.
You ruined it.
I did? I ruined it? Well,
I think we were told.
Yeah, we were told. Tom Ackerman talked about it this morning, so he'll be back in the dugout.
Call Tom Ackerman
if you're not quite sure. But clearly he loves being down there.
Yeah, and you can see it. Last time, it's one of the things I noticed, how happy he was during practice, helping the catchers, the pitchers, talking to the coaches. I think Yadi needed these last time. And my saying is because he knows how much he's missed, you know, not only playing because those days are over, but coaching, helping his brain could help so many kids. So to see him from up there, and he was so excited, so happy, but at the same time he was serious. He was acting like a coach, you know, and he obviously wanted to win those games as bad as the kids. So just to see him out there having fun, it was so cool to see.
He was, you know, throughout his career, such a deeply intense competitor. Mm-hmm. And then when you retire, you can't just turn that off. It doesn't just go away. It's still there, right? Or are you able to turn it off?
No. Those guys don't.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever turn those things off. They are really hyped up. They really wants to win. They really will do anything to win, literally. And these guys don't go away. They are so good for baseball. They are so good for any team.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, we're lucky to have them, right? You know, and the Cardinals. But those guys like that, they don't go away. They really have the intention, right? They're there for winning, and that's it. They have that passion for it. And you can see it over there when he was there.
That competitiveness is certainly there. And I'm always interested when you've got a lot of big league managers did play big league baseball. I think there were some who were minor league coaches and didn't quite make it to that level. But to be somebody like Yadier Molina or to be Don Mattingly, somebody like that, it was beloved by the fan bases that they played for and then went on to manage. When you've got players, when the results on the field are largely not about you, it's about those guys on the field, there's a lot of pressure that comes with being a manager. Is that the kind of thing that he is totally prepared for? To, you know, if he were someday a manager here in St. Louis? He's beloved here, but then, you know, you rely on a bunch of guys on the field. You don't have control over what they do.
I think he's proven that before. Like, he went 2 days after he got eliminated and retired.
Yeah.
He went to manage in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 days. That team was controlled by the government. Not many 40-man roster players were in that team, or if any. That's pressure.
Yeah.
Managing for the first time on that team. And then he went to the Baseball Classic, and then he went to the Puerto Rican Winter League. He's always been in pressure situations. So for him, talking about pressure, I don't think it fits him. I think his pressure, it's probably just making everybody better, making everybody win, prepare for the win,
yeah,
instead of separate numbers, individual numbers. And that's what makes him so good. I mean, Albert did the same in Dominican. Everybody loved playing for the guy because he wants you to do good. He forgot about how many home runs you had or RBIs, but he concentrated on that name on the front and said, you know what, we're winning this thing. And that's what these guys are.
I know players always, you know, need to respect the manager. You've got the manager of the team. However, when it is someone like Yadi, who had the career he had, the dominance he had, the knowledge, you know, the smartest baseball guy out there, I imagine it does elevate the respect, if that makes sense. It's got to make an impact in the clubhouse.
With the players.
Yes.
With the players, yeah.
It always does. It always does. It helps when the manager obviously has that background and that resume.
Yeah.
And he's very respected. It helps a lot, and it's going to bring everybody else out, you know, their best. And that's what I think Yadi does, is like people see him as like, man. And he'll push you. When he came up, he was a young guy pushing a veteran rotation in 2004, taking him to the World Series. So he's been in that position, and people know that. And then the preparation that he does every year he prepares himself, every game, Waino, and you name it, whoever's pitching, he's prepared for that guy. Mm-hmm. So they see that. And they're like, man, they have that respect. So it helps so much to have a guy like that on the top. So people behind us, they follow him.
Yeah, it's. I would imagine that playing for him would be very difficult to not fall in line because of the intensity.
I think he wants to win every day.
Yeah.
You cannot win tomorrow. You cannot win or lose the past. You win today. And that's what Yadi is about. They need to win today, and they follow that, and they prepare themselves to win today.
Yeah, we're on our show, the Gas House Gang, at our sports show at 12 o'clock, we talked to Ollie and to Brant Brown, the hitting coach, a couple of days ago. And, you know, we talked about that, how players have to have buy-in, and it isn't always there. So how do you get a player to buy in? Is it? I mean, it seems like it could be a really difficult thing to do.
I think it starts in the off season. I think it starts following in spring training, talking, letting them know what we expect from you, letting them know that we are here for you. So I think that's when it starts. You cannot start like right now when the season's about to be over, trying to get a guy to jump in.
Right.
It starts way back.
And also, for a former player, how much of it is on you? I talk about the personal responsibility thing that a manager or a coach can only do so much. I mean, most of it is you. You have to decide that you're going to buy in or that you're going to do the work, whatever it is, right?
You said it perfect, and I'm with you 150%. I always did. I have great advice. You can tell me, prepare me for the pitcher today. You can tell me every information that you want. But when I step on that box as a hitter, it's me against the pitcher. It is not you or anybody. So I take it so personal because a lot of guys, oh, the coaching is not coaching very good. Oh, this is not good because of this guy or the coaching or the pitching coach. No, you stand on that mound. It's you. You're pitching. You have the ball. You get people out. You don't get people out. You hit. You don't hit. But you are there. You take and prepare yourself. But guess what? You're standing on the freaking plate.
Yeah.
It's not the coach.
Yeah, it's all you.
Mm-hmm.
What about when you are in a slump and you are struggling? Do you have to lie to yourself that you have confidence or swagger? Because obviously if you're hitting great and you're in a streak, that confidence is going to come. You're going to have a little swagger because you know you can get the job done. But when you're in the middle of a slump, how do you not tear yourself down?
That's what it separates the major league players from other players. Mm-hmm. You have to be a major league player. That's one of the reasons why you are a major league player. You're in a slump, you figure it out. I mean, helping with the coaches and all these things. I get it. But yourself, you have to have the strong mindset to get yourself out of the slump. Same with the pitcher. I had three bad outings. Ain't nobody going to come pitch for you or hit for you. It is you mentally prepare yourself to get yourself ready to get out of it. But if you don't have it, if you don't have it, you're going to have a long year as a pitcher and as a hitter. So you better have it inside of you.
Benji Molina, we love talking baseball with you. We appreciate you coming by and sitting down with us here at the Ted Savage Golf Classic. Amy, you want to tell them? Because we're doing the golf thing today. You got to say the thing to them.
Oh, yeah. Hit them straight.
Yeah, you got to hit them straight
That's
today.
That's what you got to do.
I don't speak English.
Benji Molina, you can hear him on the Spanish side. Cardinals baseball broadcaster along with Polo Asensio, who is here in a beautiful hat. He's wearing a fedora today. He looks great.
Sharp.
Benji, enjoy the day. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. I don't know about hitting it straight, but I will enjoy my day.
Do the best you can.
Yeah.
All right, host of Sports Open Line, Redbird Rush Hour, and Cardinals pre- and postgame, Matt Pauly joins the show when we come back on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.